Thank you, Lance. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Personally, I think riding a bike to the point of exhaustion is silly. So hearing Lance Armstrong admit that he doped, I've always assumed athletes who excel at unnatural activities have to do unnatural things to get there. The thing I find unforgivable is trying to destroy people who told the truth. And what kind of person behaves that way? The kind of person who places winning above everything. We're exposed to a lot of people like that these days. We're Americans. We play to win. Nobody remembers the second man on the moon. It was Buzz Aldrin, by the way. Enough of our athletes have bought into this go big or go home culture that we can't take a man by his word anymore. We have to take him by his urine. You're only as trustworthy as your pee. Except the doping is so sophisticated now, they have to suck out your blood, too. And little by little, our privacy evaporates. Armstrong was so immersed in winning that when people began accusing him, he actually had to consult a dictionary for the definition of cheating. Getting an unfair advantage over others, it said. And since all the others were doing it too, he told himself, he was fine, and it was okay to try to destroy his critics. But I still say, thank you, Lance. Thank you for injecting us with a mega dose of reality and reminding us that sometimes it's not the best man, but the most ruthless who wins. And for reminding us to pick our heroes carefully, or better yet, to choose someone you actually know, whose urine you can trust without testing it. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.